Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Today on the podcast, we want to talk about another AI news story. And it's actually about a news company, Quartz. Now, the reason that a lot of people have been talking about this is because Quartz has allegedly been quietly publishing, and I'll share some from TechCrunch because it's pretty funny. They seem very salty. If you ever know that journalists are replaced by AI, they are very salty when they write articles about this. But Quartz has been publishing AI generated news articles, kind of similar to honestly what Axios has been doing for a while. But what we wanted to talk about is there's a lot to talk about specifically with this story, but also we wanted to just say, like, if it's good enough for Quartz to be like replacing their news with AI, there's a lot of interesting AI business use cases that I think are unlocked that you can do. So anyways, before we get into all of that, Jamie, would you mind telling us about the AI Hustle school community?
Absolutely. If you have not heard about our school community yet, you need to go check it out, because we recently, actually this week, took a deep dive on Operator, which is OpenAI's action model will actually take action for you. You can train it to do complex tasks all within your web browser. And that actually plays into this court story, because you could actually, you know, have your own media company basically all ran through AI without ever having to, do the research and all that stuff. It can just basically automate everything for you, among other things. So every single week we release bonus content where we talk about ways you can make money with AI. We have a huge library and we try to stay relevant with everything. And we also share ways, you know, we're making money with AI and also how other people in the community are. So it's a really cool place. We have over 330 members now, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. It's only $19 a month. So a really great value. Is it's been $100 in the past. We're doing a January special for $19 a month. But back to Quartz. I think this is fascinating. You know, sometimes we have given hate a little bit, at least to like the Wall Street Journal on here, because they have like paywalls in front of their articles, and there's been, you know, kind of some pushback against this whole AI news article generation thing or AI writing. But this is a pretty major news outlet who is starting to, it says it's aggregating reporting from other outlets in order to publish AI generated articles. So, you know, they're kind of, I feel like breaking an unspoken rule about journalism with using AI. So I don't know, Jayden, what have you heard about this? What are your thoughts?
So yeah, I think it's kind of funny. TechCrunch is kind of writing about it. And they said that they have been quietly aggregating reporting from other outlets, including TechCrunch, in order to publish AI-generated articles. So the one thing that I think that they're doing, and we saw CNET and a bunch of other people do this as well, when they make like an AI-run news thing or whatever, they make the name of the journalist or the writer like something kind of recognizable. So in this case, it's Quartz Intelligence Newsroom. That's like, if you see an article written by Quartz Intelligence Newsroom, you know it's AI. And I think that's pretty good. People, you know, kind of want a little bit of transparency. So I like that. What's interesting is they're doing the same style of article that I have seen TechCrunch, to be fair, do, which is like these short, snappy little articles with just kind of state the facts. Axios is doing them. TechCrunch is starting to do them. I'm not sure if TechCrunch is using AI for them, but TechCrunch is writing this style of article. And a lot of time people want this article because they don't actually want to scroll through a massive article. They just want the TLDR. They just want the summary of exactly what happened. So what's interesting is that, so TechCrunch's gripe that they have about these AI generated articles is not like it's inaccurate or it's bad, but they said one of the 18 AI generated articles published on Monday, so they gave the name of it, which it was aggregated from, they're like, aggregates reporting done by real journalists at CNN, MSNBC, the Associated Press, and MSN.com. So each of these articles is about 500 words. They're doing these pretty short. And they say, and they include no full quotes from sources. Rather than attributing information, the body of the text, as flesh and blood journalists do, AI writer only cites its sources at the top of at the very top of its pieces. Okay, so what's funny is it's literally saying where its sources are. It's like, here's my sources. It just throws it at the top of the article. They want it to be like embedded in, you know, quotation marks, or to link it out, you know, as quote unquote flesh and blood journalists do. Anyways, I just think it's kind of funny that they're, I don't know, they're definitely upset about it because, I mean, it replaces them. But I think this is so cool because news can break, stuff can happen. They can go aggregate it and throw something together. And I actually really like what Grok does with Twitter and their kind of AI news summaries of trending events. Like sometimes these events trend so fast. And if you can get this AI to just grab what everyone's saying and tweeting about it and what all the, you know, key relevant people have said about it and throw it together in an article, like it's really interesting and useful. And I think like people actually enjoy that content.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, this plays into a lot of the hustles and things we've talked about. And that is if you're trying to grow like your online presence, a good thing to do is cover news articles related to your niche, because that's, you know, that's how we've grown this podcast, is by just talking about, you know, relevant information. If you had, you know, access to ChatGPT Premium and you had Operator, for example, you could have it automatically, you know, browse news stories for you each day related to your niche. You could come up with your own, you know, summary of the topic with AI and then publish it, you know, without having to do any information. You know, you could have it make your own tweets for you even, and just kind of grow your online presence using, you know, Operator, and then take kind of a similar strategy to what Quartz is doing. I think it's very smart. And I think that, you know, it really could benefit you if you're trying to grow a hustle or business.
Yeah, 100%. So I think if it's good enough for Quartz to start using it, and I mean, the journalist writing this TechCrunch article is so salty. Okay, I got to tell you one more salty thing they said, and then I'll actually go to some business use cases for this. It's funny. So apparently it went to TechCrunch and it rewrote an article on how to delete your Facebook, Instagram, and Threads account that TechCrunch wrote. And this journalist wrote, and it said, this was a weird article to turn into a summary. Its instructions are super vague. I could probably spend all day criticizing the AI-ness of Quartz AI Newsroom article. I mean, just look at this headline, and it's like, jobless claims rise slightly as continuing claims set a record. Words echo aside, clauses contradictory, blah, 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 whatever. It's just so funny. They're just like so mad. They hate the title. They hate the content. It's funny. Okay, so I'll get off of the salty train of journalists not liking their jobs being replaced by AI. If it's good enough for Quartz to start doing this, CNET, so many others, and Axios, I think, is an incredible job. Grok is doing incredible summaries. This is 100% good enough for your business. For essentially, the incredible strategy I've seen is to start a blog on whatever your niche or industry is, to have one of these AI companies, no sponsorship, but I really like TriJournalist, has done a great job with these kind of AI-generated blog news type articles, and have it write like 500 articles specifically about your niche. You go to a website called answerthepublic.com to get like good ideas on articles to write about your niche or business. You publish them all on there. You get them all indexed by Google, which TriJournalist, I believe, helps you do. It's affordable, gets a ton done. Okay, anyways, if it's good enough for these companies, it's 100% good enough for you. And I think this is a great way to get traffic from Google, from people searching. And yeah, I mean, I just think overall, this is a good business for generating traffic.
Yeah. Well, if you got any value out of this podcast, we would really appreciate a review. We read every single one, and it, helps us be able to make more content like this. And also check out our school community. Again, the Operator episode we did, this week, which is, OpenAI's action model that you can actually teach it to do things for you, is killer. So you gotta be in the group. And, if that interests you at all, you should check it out. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. Cool.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.